Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, a thought-provoking trek through the book of Proverbs, where timeless wisdom awaits. In this daily podcast, we study the profound teachings of King Solomon, exploring the depths of his God-given wisdom. Whether you're seeking guidance for your personal relationships, career decisions, or simply longing for a deeper understanding of life from God's perspective, this show has the answers you've been searching for. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and empowered to live a life of purpose and righteousness. Wisdom for your day starts now. Today is day 109. We're in the 11th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 3 and 4, from the New Living Translation. Honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people. Riches won't help on the day of judgment, but right living can save you from death. In verse 3, an honest man is a good man. He loves the truth, and his decisions will be right. Jesus met a man called Nathanael. Jesus said, "This man is a genuine member of the nation of Israel. This man is totally honest." John 1:47. Nathanael had the right attitudes, and these attitudes help him find Jesus. An evil man is not honest, and he will suffer because of his lies. In verse 4, a judge in court does not ask whether a man is wealthy. If a man is guilty, then the judge is going to punish him. The judge doesn't care whether the guilty man is rich or poor. God will be the judge of everybody. We'll all have done evil things, so we all deserve punishment. Our money can't save us from God's punishment. We must trust in God, and He can forgive us, and He'll teach us to do the right things. If individuals are righteous, they strive to follow God's commandments. These directives lead them toward wisdom, and wisdom, in turn, illuminates the path of God. Now, you know, deceitful and perverse individuals disregards God's statutes, and defiance against His laws results in peril and ruin. Material wealth and possessions cannot shield one from the wrath of an enraged individual, because that person's going to seek retribution for any wrongdoing. But harmonious and pleasant relationships are built upon righteousness rather than material abundance. Regardless of the aspirations of certain scientists, neither wealth nor technology can keep us from dying. So let me ask you this. Imagine you dug up the Holy Grail, and you alone possessed the ability to live indefinitely. Would you desire eternal life if you were the sole recipient of such a gift? Well, that's all for today. But I'll be back tomorrow. I promise. Don't be sad. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets and consider becoming a community member. And if you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. Send them a text, send them an email, tell them in person. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. The intro music is by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick, and I love you. See ya.